Through the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to John. The next day, when the people who remained after the feeding of the 5,000 saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thank you. Do you want me to start over? Yes or no? No. Okay. The very name David means beloved of God. Now, you know I love the Message by Eugene Peterson, and this is what he says in Psalm 51. Going through the motions doesn't please you. A flawless performance is nothing to you. I learned God worship when my pride was shattered. Heart-shattered lives, ready for love, don't for a moment escape God's notice. Maybe what God loves best about David is their relationship. David is real. David is human. David is fallible. And David loves God. So important is David that Matthew spends the first part of his gospel tracing Jesus' lineage back to David. David knows that heart-shattered lives don't for a moment escape God's notice. And so do I. When I really don't know what to do, when I've used all the resources that I have, then I know I need God's help. And that is when God is God, and I'm a human, and we are in the right relationship. Now, I sincerely and deeply hope that those of you who were here last Sunday found your own miracle story, and that you have fed off of it all week. Because as I said last Sunday, God is writing a gospel in your life. But in order for us to recognize our own gospel, we have to be paying attention and looking for God and how God is acting in our lives. So in our gospel this morning, Jesus is trying to repair the faulty understanding that the folks at the feeding of the 5,000 took away. Those folks who were on the mountainside with Jesus. They followed him to Capernaum. They wanted to see more miracles. Well, I get that. If somebody was performing miracles, I would want to be in on the show too. But this week comes the hard part. I am the bread of life. How is Jesus the bread of life? How is Jesus the bread of life? Well, in fact, if you did get a revelation of a miracle in your life last week, there's one beautiful example. Because you may have fed off of it all week, realizing that God is in your life. When we pay attention to what the Spirit is doing in our lives, it feeds us, it empowers us, it humbles us, it keeps us going. We feed off noticing that the Spirit is forming our lives. Because what the Spirit is forming in our lives is informing our lives. It's a wonderful word. in formation. Now, some of you know I go to communion nearly every day of the week at 7 o'clock at Holy Family Monastery. I go because I know it is a good way for me to start the day. When the alarm goes off at 6:30, often I don't really want to get up or get dressed and go. And every time I go, it is good for me. Every time I am fed. I am fed by what Father John says in his homily. I am also fed by the bread and wine of the Eucharist, of Holy Communion. That is a mystery. I don't understand exactly what happens. And I know without a doubt that I am nurtured to come closer to becoming what it is I eat and drink. I know without a doubt that I am nurtured to become what I eat and drink. The bread and wine of communion is digested, becoming part of me and allowing me to manifest more fully Christ in my life. When I receive the bread, I pray, graft into me, you in me, I in you. And when I drink the wine, I say, transfuse me with your blood, you in me, and I in you. For me, this is the way I am nurtured by communion to become what I eat and drink, to represent Christ in my life. Jesus teaches us through his story, through his incarnation, through becoming human. And this is the gift of the Christian church. Of course, Buddhism has something to teach us, and we're all the better for it having brought us back to meditation. And Hinduism. But our gift is Jesus taught us how to be human and how to be in relationship with God. Jesus teaches us that the very same Spirit living in him lives in us, and that Spirit will form and inform our lives so that we may live more fully our gifts, so that we may manifest the particular part of the Holy Spirit, the particular part of God that we are. Jesus does this in the gospel by teaching us how it was for him. He teaches us about his relationship with God, like spending time alone in prayer and in meditation to replenish himself. And Jesus teaches us by his example how to live, how to be in relationship with other people, how to care for other people, and thereby love God. So we are nurtured by the Word, by the story of Jesus' life, by the model of his life, and in Holy Communion, Jesus feeds us with his very life. I invite you today to pray in whatever way works for you, to have the body of Christ grafted into you. Christ in you, and you in Christ. And the wine, or the blood of Christ, to transfuse you. Christ in you, you in Christ. As David Luce says, perhaps in the end, this is the hardest thing of all for us to accept about the sacraments, that they contain God's unexpected, surprising, unforeseen gift of God's own self. And I invite you to pay attention for the rest of the week of how the Spirit is forming your life, to how the Spirit is empowering your gifts. Alice Beam tells us, Jesus knew that we all have a tendency to put our faith in things that ultimately cannot satisfy the deepest longings of our soul. The only bread that can truly satisfy our hunger is the life that God offers us. Pay attention to how the Spirit is empowering your life. Feed off that life that God offers you. You're the only one who can. And so that feeding on Jesus' body and blood in communion and feeding on the gospel being written in each of our lives, we will manifest Christ in our lives. We will become the body of Christ in a community that invites us to use all of our gifts to the glory of God. Amen.